Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Kiwa, right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dak Dish.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. This is Dak Dish on the line.
At Rotten Rod.
And hopefully everybody had a wonderful weekend. It's supposed to be a gorgeous day today in the city.
69.
don't go there. We've got a wonderful show this morning. We've got, from Denver, the Host Club. And we've got Adam, Alex, and Zach here with us from the group. And they're going to share their music. And we're going to delve into the history of the Host Club.
We have Aaron, Adam, and Zach.
Oh, and it's Aaron, Adam, and Zach. So, and we do have our lines open, 917-889-7006. If anybody wants to call in and speak to them. Well, let's go to break, and then when we come back, we will go ahead and get started with Host Club.
Absolutely.
So hang tight, and we'll be right back. BlogTalkRadio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
February 3rd, five friends find out that getting away is all it takes to get closer to what matters. Come to the REI Winter Sale and save up to 30% on all the best outdoor gear to help you do what you love. REI. Find out.
Pump up the power with a high-performance Hot Wheels car and the goodness of new Go-Gurt strawberry yogurt, one of the fun choices in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
Welcome back. And we've got the Host Club with us. So we are really excited about these guys. Well, who we've got? What's that? Zach, Adam, and...
Yeah, we're here.
Right on, guys.
Hello.
Right on. Thanks for being here with us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
I'm just hanging out, enjoying the nice Denver weather we got today.
I'm, driving around in the mountains, enjoying the slightly cooler weather.
And I'm hanging out with Zach, just chilling. We're bumming around. We don't have anything going on today.
Well, good. Thank you guys for being on. So we want to talk about, we want to just talk about the music. You guys have some wonderful music out there. You've got a new album out called Coincidence. You've got 10 hot tracks off that album. How long did it take you guys to piece all that together, to piece that project together?
Well, you know, it was kind of... an amalgamation of things that we had been working on for a while, and so when we kind of put all the songs together, it kind of made sense to call it Coincidence, like the whole album, it was just like such a good
chorus. Right.
It all mixed really well together and everything, you know?
Yeah, some of the songs had been written several years ago and some were newer. So it was kind of weird. We kind of let them all evolve when we got into the studio, but it was kind of a cool experience. You know, it came together pretty quick, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now, you guys had a couple of EPs out, too, before this actual project.
Yeah, we did.
We had one
called Tut, which was like our first debut EP, and a lot of it was songs, you know, that we had, again, we had been working on for a bit, but we were kind of finding our sound, finding out what we wanted to sound like, and then we self-titled EP called The Host Club, and we actually had Flatline and Bring You Up from Coincidence on that one, and Jeff Cannon and Nick Sullivan are the two guys that we worked with on that track down in Denver. And then they decided, hey, let's make an album out of it because this is some good stuff.
Now, you guys have been performing in the community, what, since 2010,
11? It was about 2010, I think.
How do you find
the Denver music scene?
Yeah, the Denver music scene, basically, that's kind of all we've really been doing. We love Denver, you know, and we all live here. We're all native. And we just kind of have been, you know, hanging around Denver. We've gone up to, you know, a couple of different places up in Fort Collins, down to Colorado Springs and stuff. But mostly stayed around in the area. We've been to California once and a couple of other places, but it's primarily been here.
Yeah, we found that, you know, Denver's got a really cool scene, and they're really accepting of new kind of styles of music and just different ways of thinking, and so it was really cool for us to, you know, maybe go to a city in Denver we haven't played in before, you know, or a place in Denver we haven't played in, and, you know, see everyone that really accepts our music. It's really cool.
How have the listeners been receiving your music?
It's really cool. Well, I think a lot of people seem like, they're like, how come you guys aren't big yet, which is very flattering, you know, and so, and people respond emotionally to a lot of the songs as well. I think they connect pretty well to them.
I can definitely say I connected emotionally.
Oh, awesome. I know, it's so nice to hear.
Yeah, well, there's two songs in particular, Handing It Over and The Falling Out, that really strike close to heart. So, yeah, I've been playing those repeatedly, kind of torturing myself, so to speak.
No, don't torture yourself.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, no.
Right, yeah. But we definitely want to allow the listeners or the new listeners to tap into projects. So we want to go ahead and play one of the tracks from Coincidence. And this is, I think it probably led the path, didn't it, Flatline?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. And there's a video out there on YouTube as well. So we're going to go ahead and play that. And then we're going to come back and talk to you guys a little bit more about the project. So hang tight, The Host Club on the Q Up, Flatline.
I take it back, but I meant it all. You're tuned in to The Cue Up, right here on blogtalkradio.com, with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back. You don't want to dress having doubt. You want to dress to stand out. Whether you're skating, riding, or rolling around, whether it's nightlife, countryside, or daily downtown. Frequency style clothing. Step out in best quality fashions for less. Gucci, Nike, American Eagle, and so much more. You won't find the same quality in department stores. All products ship directly to their wholesale facility daily, passing savings on to you through their promotional shipping process. When it comes to looking good, don't waste any more time. Hop online at frequencystyleclothing.com and view their wide selection of boys, girls, women's, and men's high-quality apparel. Look for their ad in Westward for additional offers. Frequency Style Clothing, your way to stand out.
Paula Sela is a real GEICO customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With GEICO, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
GEICO. Real service, real savings.
Here's the host club on the Cue Up with Bring You Up.
So you're having a rough day. Why you take it out on me when I wait like a dog at the door for you to come home? Simmer down, just settle down. No need to convince me.
Rotten Rod, how's it going?
Hey man, good, how are you?
Hey. Awesome today. So tell me about that song and who wrote it? I mean, do you all write your music together? Is it like maybe Alex writes something and you add to it? How does your writing process work?
Aaron, you want to take that one?
Oh yeah, I'll take that. I usually write the bulk of the material and then it kind of evolves sonically, I think, with the band. as we bring it, usually I bring it at kind of an early stage to the band now, even though earlier it was a little more kind of finished up before I'd bring it into the band and we'd work on it. But this album, we had a few songs where we really kind of, I finished the lyrics and I wrote them, and then we all kind of sat down and decided how we want it to be interpreted, and so we kind of go from there.
With what I do, you know, I'm the lead guitarist, and, you know, so I'll take a lot of the melodies and stuff that Aaron's using in the actual, like, because Aaron will come up with the melody primarily and everything, as well as the lyrics, and then we will take it, and we'll just kind of run with it. Zach, too.
Yeah, usually it's been great with, you know, Aaron will come to us with his idea and a good portion of it polished and just kind of wants to make it our sound of what it is, and so when he brings it, we all kind of get to work, and I try to, you know, take his ideas and give a little emotion with the song and some feel, and it's been great. That's another reason we named our album Coincidence, is just our writing process. We don't believe in coincidence because it's so just organic the way it happens, that we just all listen and work, and an organic, you know, product comes out of it.
Right. That's amazing. well, another question. Okay, because I have an older brother,
mm-hmm.
So having three brothers in a band together, that's very interesting to me, because I know if I ever started a band with my brother, I would have probably broke my violin stick over his head. So, I mean, how do you face God, the brotherhood, basically, the three of you? How do you face that if you guys disagree? Because it's a lot easier to fight with a sibling than it is a friend.
That's true. I would say, like, for me, so it goes Aaron, myself, then Alex. That's kind of the order of things, how we were born, you know? And it doesn't operate like that. It goes Alex, Aaron, and myself, maybe. But it's funny the way that we all work. We come to it with different things. So Aaron comes up with a lot of the music itself, and then Alex kind of comes up with how he wants to be presented, how he wants it to be presented and stuff. And then I come in with melodies and stuff, and then we all fight about it, and then we come to kind of a conclusion about it based on the three of us, kind of like, well, two like it, one doesn't, so that's what we're doing.
Thursday night, you're playing at the Marquee.
Yeah, we're really excited for that show. We've got a couple good bands we've been looking to play with for a while. They're going to come out. It should be, you know, a fun show. It's our first show of the year, so we're really excited. We've got to play the Marquee a few times, and it's a great venue. Their, you know, their staff and their technical staff is amazing. So we always, you know, feel very privileged to play there.
Well, we want to get photos with you guys too. So you guys need to make sure to save us some time.
Of course, man. Yeah, you
can, you,
it.
Can you guys do that?
We'll do this.
So you guys have been really active with playing. You guys have been vibing. You've done lots of venues. You guys have been in Fizzer's Green. You played with the Wombats. Didn't you play alongside the Wombats?
Yeah, that was a crazy show. We got to play, you know, we felt really privileged. That was for 93's big gig. And, you know, it was just cool to be a part of that and just immerse ourselves in the Denver scene even more. We, you know, felt really loved. Everyone there took, you know, real good care of us.
That's awesome, guys.
It was incredibly overwhelming, though. It was kind of terrifying, but exciting at the same time.
Handing it over. This song. Aaron, your voice, it just does something to people.
the way you
tell a story in your music is undeniably just the most beautiful thing I have ever heard.
Oh, that's incredible.
So handing it over. Yeah. So it tell me a little bit about this song. What inspired you to write this song?
I had just started falling in love with somebody, and I remember thinking about how, for a while, I had kind of kept that away from my life, and I had kind of kept myself locked up and wrote songs about what I wasn't experiencing. And then
sure.
I think when I began to allow this person into my life, it was kind of terrifying. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, what if they just smash me to bits? You know what I mean? And so
Absolutely.
You realize that, yeah, the risks you take when you're being vulnerable with somebody in a relationship are mortifying, but they're also worth that risk. And so part of the song is kind of a surrender to, okay, I'm going to go with this. I'm going to believe the best is going to happen, even though I have no idea, and it's kind of scaring me to death.
Yeah, well, it definitely reflects in the song, and this is definitely one of our favorites, and hopefully we'll hear this on the radio very soon.
I hope so, too.
Beautiful song.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and play this for the listeners. We're going to go ahead and play Handing It Over right here on the Cue Up with the Host Club.
Between your teeth, hoping for the best. Your eyes told me I wouldn't be sorry. Somehow it all could last. Told me if it's really love, it'll come back to me. So I let out my heart. I didn't wait for you to see. Inside I was shaking like a rescue dog. Handing it over.
I'm looking online. You guys are in the studio. You're on the road. You're gigging somewhere. So what do you guys do for fun outside of writing? You know, I'm an artist, so I know when the momentum or when the creative juices are flowing, you're kind of on a roll. But when you guys do take a break, what do you guys like to do around Colorado?
Well, it's funny. We all are similar and different in a way. Like me personally, I do a lot of I play a lot of poker actually. So if I'm not drumming or, you know, working on new songs or anything, I'm usually either, you know, playing poker with friends or just, you know, hanging out or, you know, just, I mean, we're surrounded by so much beautiful nature here in Colorado, just going up to the mountains and hiking or, you know, just hanging out in the open and enjoying, you know, the beautiful scenery. I think for Aaron, too, because I know that this is him as well. But me, Aaron, and Alex, I mean, we've been, like, obsessed with Smash Brothers. So whenever we get, like, a moment to not be working on music or working, we're playing Smash.
That's pretty much it.
It's awesome. Generally hiking or video games.
That's cool. Yeah. Now, have you guys, because you guys are from, you guys hail from Virginia, even though you guys have been here for a while. So do you guys ever find time to make it back there to Virginia at all?
We don't really. We don't have too many family members out there anymore. And so we generally stay out here, I think. You know, maybe once in every 10 years we'll go out there and be like, wow, things have changed, and that's pretty much it.
You might want to take your show back to, you know, to your hometown.
That's
and show them what
that's
you guys
true.
Show them what it's all about. Absolutely.
Exactly.
But well, we definitely thank you guys for taking time to be on the show. We've got a couple more tracks that we want to play. And then, of course, again, the host club will be at the Marquee this Thursday night. The show starts at 7 o'clock, so make sure you guys come out and say hi to them. And we'll be excited to see you guys. Another song that really touched my heart was The Falling Out. Now, this song, yeah, this song, and another thing I really like about your music is that the music is flexible. So really, you know, this music can pertain to anybody. When you're, you know, when you're talking about the relationship, this relationship can be any type of relationship. It can pertain to any type of person, you know, and that's what I like about the music, you know, that's what I love about it. You know, that you
and
leave the music open.
That's very intentional.
Yeah, absolutely. You leave the music open for listeners to draw their own conclusions, and that's what's missing in a lot of music. You know, it's beautiful writing.
Yeah.
So in The Falling Out, you know, because the first couple of, you know, phrases in there were regarding the relationship, what it sounded like was the relationship with one's mother, or you were reflecting wanting to be more like your mother as far as, you know, opening up and things like that. Now, this hit me because, you know, I've had a relationship with my mother, which, you know, has been, it's been very emotional. So, you know, when I heard this song, you know, it really, really touched my heart. But, you know, then, of course, the second verse, you know, went into, of course, the soldier being off to war and whatnot. So what was this song inspired by a relationship as well, or was this just a story from another perspective, or how did this come together?
Well, Aaron, what do you want to take that one?
Do we lose Aaron?
I think we might have lost Aaron, but I can kind of fill in for him because
I think I hear. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, this song, like, the falling out. Our mom is very much the type of person who says what she means. And so in the beginning of the song, it's kind of like, I wish I had more of that in me. I wish I could say what I mean to say, you know, what I'd like to say.
Yeah.
And with Aaron, you know, he was going through a lot at the time and dealing with a lot of different relationships or potential relationships. And I think it was just that kind of idea of, like, you're in a relationship and all of a sudden, wait, are we ending? Is this it? Is this over? You know, you kind of don't realize it until that moment hits, and then I think that's kind of what he was writing about.
Yeah, that's funny. I just got back on. I apologize. It's funny because Adam knows, you know, my brother, one of my brothers, God, they know me really well because he's, like, explaining this perfectly. I think it's that moment when in a relationship you're like, this is not going to work. I cannot see it working. I'd love it to work. But I'm just, let's just stop talking and let's just say we enjoyed what we had and let's move forward, you know?
Absolutely. Well, again, another impeccable creation here. So we're going to play it for the listeners. This is The Falling Out by The Host Club right here on The Cue Up.
Say what I really do mean to you. It's face to face, I always lose my nerve, kicking up dust when it's my turn to speak. I close down and I let you in. Is this the fall? We'll be right back.
You guys there? Is everybody still up?
Yeah, there. Yeah.
All right, awesome.
And we've got Brandon on the line.
Oh, great. We've got Brandon on the call. Awesome. Brandon, are you there, buddy?
Yep, I'm here.
You're online.
Hey,
with
man,
the,
what's going
host
on?
Club.
Hey, Zach. Hey, Adam. Hey, Aaron. It's nice to hear from you guys. It's cool to listen to the show.
Hey.
Hi there. How you doing?
I've been all right. You know, I'm finishing up school. It's my last semester, so.
How do they sound on the? How do they sound on air? Are you listening to them?
I'm just using the phone, actually.
Okay. So you want to send a shout out? You want to say hello to them? And
I actually had a question for them.
Go
absolutely.
For it.
Great. So, you know, the production differences and kind of the creative differences between the older EP, Tut Tut, and the newer album, I just wanted to see kind of what you guys all felt, what led to those differences and, you know, what directions you guys are moving in now. And then, like, some of the songs, you know, the Reasons and the Falling Out, those songs from the Tut Tut, do you guys have preferred versions of them or, you know... do you like all of the differences that are occurring? Does the band dynamic, you know, what's going on there?
I think there's a lot of, like, massive change, I think, happening. We're definitely shooting for a more mainstream sound, even though some of the songs have still evolved, even from Tut Tut. We kind of, even during Tut Tut, some of them we were like, they're not quite there yet. We want them to be like this. And so we kind of rearranged some of those and tried to kind of reimagine a little bit to kind of fit with this whole project we did. So we definitely did take some liberties with the older material.
And there's a kind of a paradox too, because some of the people that, you know, have known us from when we started with the Tut Tut EP and everything kind of had a specific picture of what our band sound was, but for us, we never really had our sound until this record came out. So for people that have heard our old stuff, they're like, oh, this is different. And it definitely is, but for us, it's the first time that we feel solidified as a band of what our sound will be moving forward.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you guys
love
definitely,
it.
Yeah, it definitely sounds good in your music. And Brandon, are you going to be at the show on Thursday?
You know, I'm a student at CU, so no, I won't be.
No.
Busy, yeah. Busy.
Dude, really? Come on now.
I'd love
if I,
that.
If I bought,
yeah, I'd love,
if I bought
I'd
you,
love
if,
to
if
be.
If I bought you a ticket... If I bought you a ticket, would you show up?
What time is it at?
7.
You know, I may make it. I may make it.
All right,
you
all right.
You
yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
There is no reason why you shouldn't make it. And speaking of reasons, we're going to go ahead and play Reasons right here on the queue up. But Brandon, we appreciate you calling in. And I'm sure the host club appreciates having you as a fan and listening to their incredible music. But thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, great.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.
All right. So right here on the queue up, we're going to play Reasons.
Getting old, I'm, you know. line from the blues. Got your reasons and I've got mine too. I've got mine, I've got mine too.
Right here on BlogTalkRadio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Benjamin Neil Schwatter is a patient man. Really, really patient. It's probably safe to say that most of us aren't like Benjamin Neil Schwatter. Good thing the rest of us can have our fun instantly with scratch games from the Colorado Lottery. With the instant thrill of playing scratch, good things come to those who don't wait.
With a high-performance Hot Wheels car and the goodness of new Go-Gurt strawberry yogurt. One of the fun choices in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
How did you guys come up with the name The Host Club?
Okay, this is kind of a complicated one.
Yeah.
But Aaron, why don't you start with that?
I would say the Japanese cultural reference to the sort of male geishas is a bizarre phenomenon in Japan. And we were also a huge fan of the anime called The Host Club.
Yeah, basically.
So you guys are real, are you guys into the Japanese culture?
Yeah, somewhat. You know, like me, the brothers, you know, we kind of like nerd out on that kind of stuff.
We visit we nerd out on all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And that was the thing. We visited Japan and stuff. And just the idea of a host club, which we don't have here. We have no concept of what that's like. But walking into a club, looking at like a menu of guys to pick from, and choosing one and having a conversation with them is bizarre.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool paradox with, you know, that concept that here in America is so foreign and so different. We also wanted to bring something new and different with our music in a way that, you know, when you say the host club here, besides our band, not many people know what a host club is.
Right.
So it's a great platform for us to use something not super associated to, you know, connect with that. Yeah, very bizarre and different.
How far How far in age are you guys?
Oh, we got a pretty big gap between the brothers and Zach and Connor. Zach and Connor are like very young children, very young products. And then the brothers, I'm 31.
Is that why I saw the X on their hand in the video?
Yeah, we have to put X on. I think we're finally past that point now, actually.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm 31, and Adam, you're 30, right?
I just turned 30, yeah.
You guys are actually 30? Oh, wow. I thought you guys were much younger.
Oh, I'm glad. That's nice.
We look much younger.
We're a bunch of creepers liking these young guys' music.
No. You're totally loud. We're all old. Don't worry. Well, Connor.
Right. That's awesome. Let the listeners know, or can you tell the listeners where they can find your music? I know that we have on our page at the Queue Up on Facebook, your website listed, but you know, just let them know where they can find your music, where you guys are at online.
Yeah, you can find our whole album at just our website, thehostclubband.com. And they can listen to all of our tracks. If they want to download them, you know, they can get that via iTunes. We've got some songs and music videos up on YouTube, and we'll continue to release more as the year gets going and stuff. All of that, and then, you know, if our old EPs, I believe, are up on iTunes as well, so they can hear the whole range of our repertoire.
And then we randomly have an app on the iPhone. If you're, like, incredibly dedicated, you can get on and look at some exclusive interview stuff, which is kind of funny.
We'll definitely check that out. So, is Zach still on the line?
Yeah.
Aaron is still here? I'm taking attendance. Are all you guys still here? Everybody still on the line?
Yes, sir.
We are all still here.
Who hasn't been speaking up?
That's Adam, because I don't usually speak up. I'm very quiet.
Or me.
Adam? What are you doing?
You know what? I'm hanging out. I'm listening.
All right, Odd. And just for the listeners and for listeners' curiosity, is everybody single? Is everybody taken? Anybody singing? Anybody? Or are you guys all single?
I'm taken. Adam's taken. Zach, are you taken?
It's an excellent question. I am not taken as of now, but that's
wow. He's free.
Well, you've got a show
the world
up.
Know.
You've got a show, right. You've got
a
show coming up
Thursday
night. So, hey, anything goes, right?
Better be taken.
Right? Yeah. Well, we've thoroughly enjoyed having you guys on. You guys are as fun as I thought you would be, and I'm sure we'll want to have you guys back on in the future. Again, the Host Club will be performing Thursday night at the Marquee. So if you guys are local here in Colorado, make sure you pick up a ticket. We've got ours. We'll be there. We're really excited. Thank you guys, Zach, Adam, Alex, and for Connor. Yeah, and for the guys that couldn't make it. You know, hopefully
charming,
next time.
Wonderful host.
Well, thank you very much. Sorry for all the technical difficulties, but will you guys take us out? Yeah, just take us out I used to say, and we will see you guys on Thursday.
All right, we'll see you then.
See you guys then.
All right, you guys want to take us out with this song?
Yeah. We'll leave you with I Used to Say, one of our favorite songs off of our new record, Coincidence. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Host Club.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Time is the obstacle and I'm trying to get to you. Wanna run down the hours, sleep them off till I get to you.